Before you can revel in the beautiful story you want to share with the world, you've got to write it. Writing sucks. Writing is the most fulfilling creative endeavor that has ever existed. If you've had those thoughts in the past week, and they came within 5 seconds of each other, this book is for you. I hate writing. I love having written. That about sums it up for most of us. I'll do just about anything to avoid coming to the page, which is the single most enjoyable intellectual experience in my life. It is a paradox of being a creator dealing with resistance, as Stephen Pressfield identified it in The War of Art. When I discovered The War of Art in 2012, it reframed my writing career in a way that was empowering. Pressfield defined resistance as the universal force that keeps us from doing our life's work. It tells us to sleep in, take the day off, or quit, because the world already has too many writers. And resistance never dies, never goes away. In fact, the closer you get to the end of a project, the more powerful resistance becomes. Dreaming up an idea for a novel is easy. You've probably done that 3 times already today. Executing on the idea is another matter entirely. So, once you have the idea, what comes next? We assemble stories from acts, acts from chapters, chapters from scenes, scenes from paragraphs, paragraphs from beats, beats from words, words from letters. It all starts with those first few letters. It doesn't matter if you're typing the next great American novel on your laptop or dictating a breakthrough non-fiction title destined to change millions of lives. It all starts with arranging letters into sentences, into paragraphs, and so on. So why is it so easy, and at the same time, so difficult? Go to any social gathering, and you'll hear about someone's book idea. Along with running marathons and finally cleaning out the garage, writing a book is one of those things that many people say they want to do, but few ever do. Ideas don't produce great things. Driven people with optimized systems do. You're special because you've written a book. Or you're going to write one. This is not a bucket list item or a pipe dream for you, but it's so easy to fall victim to resistance, tumbling down into the same pit of forgotten dreams as those people with a great book idea. What about your style? What about your unique writer voice? Award-winning screenwriter and educator Brian McDonald has an interesting take on this in his book, The Golden Theme. He wrote, "Young or inexperienced artists are very concerned with style, and in recent years, their teachers have been telling them to find their style, their voice. They do not say to them, 'Learn the craft of storytelling.' Instead, they say, 'Find your voice.' This goal of finding one's voice is in direct conflict with the golden theme because it is a selfish goal. It comes out of a desire to be noticed. Stories are the collective wisdom of everyone who has ever lived. Your job as a storyteller is not simply to entertain, nor is it to be noticed for the way you turn a phrase. You have a very important job, one of the most important. Your job is to let people know that everyone shares their feelings and that these feelings bind us. Your job is a healing art, and like all healers, you have a responsibility. Let people know that they are not alone. You must make people understand that we are all the same." Clearly, mastering the art of storytelling is important and bigger than you and me. Now, what do those who have gone before us have to say about the matter?